This is StoryCorps Oklahoma. I'm Jenny Heinrichs. In this week's episode, Remembering Our Soldiers, Michael Beach and his adopted grandfather, Bill Freeman of Maysville, came to the Oklahoma City mobile booth to talk about their shared experiences as veterans of the Navy. Michael tells Bill about remembering his own grandfather and his quest to make sure all of the men and women from Oklahoma who have died on the fields of battle have just a little piece of home.
So Rose Rock is, it's a little crystalline rock, and they're red, hence the rose, and they look like a flower.
And they're shaped like a
and
rose.
And they're shaped like a rose with petals. And so that, to me, was always just a little special gift.
Yeah.
You know, whenever I go traveling, I always take a little bag of rose rocks.
Why were you at Normandy Cemetery?
So I've been there. Because my grandpa, he died, 11 years ago. Uh-huh. And, he was in the 10th Armored Division, and I wanted to do something for him. I said, okay, well, I'm going to just go to Normandy and see what he had, you know, see what it was like. So I went to the cemetery and just started walking around, and you see all of these crosses and Stars of David all around, and
yeah,
and I just saw this headstone, and I'll never forget the name, and it's Dan Austin, and I don't know who he is, but it said Oklahoma, and I fell apart. You know, it was just the fact that this person is here.
Yeah.
And he didn't get to go back. And that just, it tore me up inside. And I thought, just like, what can I do for him? And so I took the rose rocks that
yeah.
I had. And I'd been giving those to people, you know, through my travels and stuff. And I said, I'm going to give him one. So that way he'll have a piece of Oklahoma. So I went ahead and did that. And then I found about 20 others that day. And I just was walking around, and I just, if I saw Oklahoma, I would put a rose rock on the headstone, and,
yeah.
and then I just left it. And then, of course, you know, that was where I started, you know, my journey of thinking about, you know, what can I do for all of the soldiers, and then visiting all the cemeteries.
You've been doing it ever since.
I've been doing it ever since, yeah. In fact, the next year, I got about 3,000 rose rocks and found them and sent them off to different places. But I went through Europe and through all the cemeteries all through Europe and just gave every Oklahoma soldier a little piece of home.
Yeah.
And, you know, went through and went to Italy, you know, went through France, Belgium, Luxembourg, the Netherlands. And just basically went through all
the There's a lot of rose rocks around.
A lot. Yeah, put a lot of rose rocks out. But, you know, then I wish, you know, parts of me wishes that everybody could have their own little piece of home. But, I mean, to me, it's like, well, if I've done it and I've done it to all of the cemeteries, at least there's a piece of Oklahoma there.
There, yeah.
You know.
That you put there.
That I put there.